John Straw, reporter for the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, you've been reporting a lot on the Grand Avenue Bridge construction, and your most recent story talks about what the initial opening of the bridge is going to look like. You said that one of the lead engineers says it's not going to be a simple matter of flipping the switch. What did he mean by that?
They're going to be opening the bridge ideally by November 17th, which is the end of the 95-day detour period that they set out from the beginning. And it would be open to two lanes of traffic, one in each direction, while they continue work on the, you know, the other two lanes of the bridge. So what that means is there's still going to be a pinch point coming onto the bridge where traffic will have to merge from two lanes down to one lane to get across the bridge and onto I-70 or to points in North Glenwood. At this point, they're having discussions about what that will mean in the way of continued traffic control and whether there's an opportunity to continue to use the established detour route on Midland Avenue for part of that traffic, or how they're going to accommodate that traffic, because with two lanes, just one in each direction on the bridge, there's going to be continued backups. There's just no way around it, and so they're just looking at how they're going to deal with that.
Does it look like this opening, even if it's just one lane in each direction, is on schedule?
It sure sounds like it at this point. They did the initial concrete pour last weekend on the south end of the bridge, that final span coming across the railroad tracks and 7th Street into downtown. And there's another big concrete pour planned for Friday, continuing for another week or so. So, yeah, as long as that stays on schedule, every indication is that they are on track to, you know, get the bridge open to those two lanes within that 95-day period.
Well, that's good news, sort of. It doesn't sound like there will be much of a change for a little while. How long do they expect this one lane in each direction situation to continue?
So, you know, it's kind of open-ended. Anywhere from 30 to 60 days is what they're saying that it will take to, you know, get the bridge to a point where they can open it to four lanes. You know, a lot of it's weather-dependent. You know, if the weather really takes a turn towards, you know, wet and snowy and cold, there could be some delays.
The other situation that's always on people's minds, John Stroud, is the traffic. And one of the articles in the Post-Independent said that right now there's been a 22% reduction of traffic on the downtown streets. How does that compare with what the city originally wanted?
Well, the initial goal going into all this with the detour was to try to get a 35% reduction in traffic to make the detour route run as efficiently as possible. So what they did is they came along about middle of September, and they took some traffic counts. And this was done over a four-day period, I'm told, between September 11th and 14th, Monday through Thursday. They took an average of the traffic volume over those 4 days. And what they found was that, well, going into this, they figured the demand for both Grand Avenue and Midland Avenue, which are the two primary ways to get through Glenwood Springs and over the river, there would be a demand for 32,500 daily vehicle trips. So what they found out was the actual demand based on those traffic counts over those 4 days was about 25,277 trips. So that resulted in a 22% reduction as opposed to 35%. So that's why you're still seeing these long backups, especially during those peak times and especially in the afternoon. The traffic counts did not include a Friday, which has proven to be the most congested day in terms of traffic for a variety of reasons. You know, there's been some anecdotal evidence that some construction workers are staying up Valley during the better part of the week and then coming back home to, you know, their homes down in Silt or Rifle or wherever on Fridays. And so that traffic is adding to the mix on Friday, causing those long backups. There's been some speculation, too, obviously, that Friday is the day when a lot of people are coming into the valley for weekend trips and a lot of people are leaving the valley for adventures out and about. And so you have that mix of traffic in there as well.
you know, at first the traffic backups seemed to be also on Midland Avenue because people were trying to take that as a shortcut. And then it shifted over to Blake Avenue.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people trying to use Midland and people getting off of the main detour route and jumping up on Blake Avenue and a lot of those side streets to get through. And that, you know, that typically happens when you start to see that backup of traffic from 27th Street south past Walmart and McDonald's in that area, and even as far back as Buffalo Valley or the Orison Distributing turnoff there. You know, people just get frustrated and they get to 27th Street and they decide to bail off the detour route. There's not a lot police can do about it. Those are public streets. People are using them, and at some point they have to get back onto Grand Avenue, and that is ultimately slowing things down when that traffic comes back onto the detour route. You know, the other thing is when people get stuck in traffic, they go to their navigators on their phones and it tells them where those alternate routes are, and that's, you know, especially if you have people from out of town, they don't know any different that those are residential neighborhoods, and so they get up there and they just get stuck in another line of traffic.
Well, John Stroud, reporter for the Post-Independent, thanks very much for covering all of this and keeping us updated on it.
All right. My pleasure.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.